Live News Time is now 7:17, just one day away now from Super Tuesday in Texas. And Scott Ott is a political commentator and contributor on PJTV. He joins us now to talk about the importance of the day and what it means for Texas voters.
We were talking about this at home. Of course, I think a lot of people were over the weekend going, good grief, you know, it looks like it's really going to be Trump against Hillary Clinton. Really? Is it going to be Trump and Clinton?
Yeah, is this election going to come down to Hillary Clinton and a major Hillary Clinton donor?
Right.
And nothing seems to be stopping the Donald Trump train. He got a big endorsement yesterday from Senator Sessions. I guess that was really a hit against Ted Cruz. And he apparently doesn't know who David Duke is.
Well, it's funny because he used to know who David Duke was when he was considering running for the Reform Party's candidacy for president years ago, and he didn't do it because David Duke was doing it.
Yeah. What do you make of that that question and answer there yesterday?
You know, it seems like if nothing else in this country, Republicans, who, by the way, were the group that started the Republican Party, formed in Ripon, Wisconsin, 2 days ago, I believe, in 1854 was the anniversary of the founding of this group. And it was founded around the abolition of slavery. And now you have a major supposedly Republican candidate who can't categorically say, I don't want the support of the KKK and other white supremacist groups. Something has changed. This is not my Republican Party.
Didn't I see an article where Donald Trump's dad was actually part of the KKK years ago?
Well, you know, he challenges that, but his dad was allegedly picked up, I believe, arrested at a rally. And there are conflicting media reports about it, just enough mystery in it for him to say, you know, well, you know, we didn't know anything about this and it wasn't his fault and he didn't do anything. And so, you know, it seems that the Republican Party, if they go ahead with this process, I mean, Super Tuesday may change everything or at least redirect the flow of momentum. But if the Republican Party is in a position to say, look, for years, we've been saying we want a candidate who actually believes in the values of the Republican Party, the principles of the Republican Party. And now there are a lot of people who are saying, hey, let's go ahead and nominate this guy who doesn't even know what a Republican is and hasn't read the Constitution on the off chance that he might build a wall.
Yeah, that's what it seems to boil down to, isn't it? And the Republican, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know what you got to do in this? Because a lot of people are going to the polling place and they think, you know, we can't nominate this guy and I like this other guy. But they're saying, I don't want to throw away my vote, you know, so maybe I should just vote for the guy who seems to be the leader. All I can say is don't try to game this thing. It's like trying to game the stock market. You know, you can't try to just buy at the low and sell at the high because you don't really know what that's going to be. You've got to look at the political process the same way and say, you know what? I'm going to vote for the person whose values and principles match mine, whose honesty and integrity I feel good about, and who I can trust to represent Republican values going into a fight with Hillary Clinton. You can't try to guess who's going to be the leader and jump on that train.
Yep, that's boy, that's so true.
Do you think there'll be a brokered convention?
Well, as I've been saying for months, a brokered convention is what they used to call a convention.
Right.
We haven't had a convention in years. They've all been coronations. And I would love to see a process where the delegates who are elected in these primaries and caucuses are actually sent to the convention to do something, not just to show up and applaud at appropriate moments.
We're talking about political commentator Scott Ott. So now that brings me to this. One of the rumors that's out there, and it's just that, this comes from InfoWars and Roger Stone, but he says that there was a recent meeting between the Koch brothers and Marco Rubio, and that there are plans now for the GOP to try to steal the election from Donald Trump. And and Roger Stone, who's connected to the Republican Party, said that the Koch brothers met with GOP millionaires and billionaires Thursday night to pool together more than $75 million to stop Trump and then use Mitt Romney as Plan B if Rubio fails to gain traction tomorrow and specifically win Florida. They said they made the deal with Rubio, and here's the deal is you win Florida or you're out and Romney's in.
Well, Roger Stone is a Trump consultant who's been trading on the fact that years ago he helped Ronald Reagan. But Roger Stone is firmly in the Trump camp. InfoWars is frankly a kook subscription site. I believe Alex Jones is the whack job who runs that thing. Right. And they're constantly promoting conspiracy theories like this. The Koch brothers, for their part, by the way, tend to support and encourage others to support candidates who will reduce the size and scope of the federal government and reduce the footprint that the federal government has in each of our lives. They're fascinating so-called, you know, billionaires because they're not looking for favors from government. In fact, they actually want candidates who will support policies that would hurt them financially as long as it reduced the size and scope of government.
So what is the Republican Party going to do? What can they do? They clearly don't want Donald Trump to be their nominee.
Well, I'm not sure that's the case. The Republican Party cares about it, when I'm talking about the Republican Party, I'm talking about the RNC, the official Republican Party. OK, they care about two things. And the first one of those is winning. And principles aren't all that important to them. The second thing is they want somebody who will deal with them. And so for them, I believe that this phony dichotomy between Donald Trump and the Republican Party has not been true for months. The Republican Party was perfectly willing to deal with any candidate who will deal with them. And if they think the guy can win, they'll get behind him.
Scott Ott.
Really interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's a fascinating election year, that's for sure.